This is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and very excited today. Not only is it a Friday, but today Steps released their new album, What the Future Holds Part 2, an album they're going to be performing live on their arena tour of the UK in November. And here to talk to me about it is the one and only H from Steps.
Hello there, how you doing, Chris?
I'm not too bad, buddy. How are you today?
I'm really good. The school run is done. I have a coffee, so life is good.
Living life to the max, H.
Absolutely. And of course, like you just said, today is an exciting day. Our new album drops. I'm so excited. It's been a long time in the making. So yeah, and everybody gets to hear it today.
Do you get nervous before you release new material?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never know what it feels like to give birth, but this is a kind of a close thing, I guess. Yeah, I mean, we've been working on it for a long time. It obviously coincides with the tour that's happening in November as well. So it's an exciting time in Steps world.
Well, the thing is, you've worked with some incredible songwriters on this album. We're talking about the likes of Darren Hayes from Savage Gardens being working with you. Also, Mark Topham and Carl Twigger are the guys responsible for a lot of big Steps hits.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is our first collab back with Topham Twig. So Mark and Carl, they actually wrote our big hits back in the day. So they wrote Deeper Shade of Blue, One for Sorrow. So we felt it was right that we came full circle and we asked them to be part of this new album. And as you said, Darren Hayes is part of it as well. Darren wrote a song on our last album, and he's written a song called 100 Years of Winter on this new album. And it is so, so good. I can't wait for you to hear that.
I tell you what I really enjoyed hearing, your cover of Five Stars, The Slightest Touch.
Do you know what? This is literally, this is bucket list territory, right? This is wish list. anybody of a certain age who grew up in the 80s,
yeah,
I will know that Five Star were part of your bedroom wall.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They were mine. I was part of their fan club. You know, I used to collect every Five Star memorabilia there was. And we get to kind of introduce Five Star to a whole new generation with a step twist. It's called Slightest Touch, and it's literally one of my favourites on the album.
Because they were huge, weren't they, Five Star, in the late 80s? They were probably the biggest band in Britain.
Yeah, and they were a mixed group. I think they were brothers and sisters. And yeah, they sold out, you know, Wembley. They had so many hits, and they crossed over to the Atlantic as well. For me, Five Star were my favourite childhood band. And Steps are obviously pop. So for me, it's the perfect pop marriage, really.
Well, let's go back to talking about Steps and the incredible career you guys have had. I mean, I interviewed you quite a few times, late 90s, as it was all sort of taking off. In fact, the first time I met you guys, I want to see if you remember this, H, it was just before 5678 came out. I was working for a radio station in Cardiff called Red Dragon FM.
Oh, wow, I do know Red Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, and I was doing the evening show, and you guys came in, and we played Twister in the reception area of Red Dragon.
Chris, do you know, I actually do remember this.
Seriously?
Only because many, many moons ago, when I was in junior school, I won a competition to design Red Dragon's birthday card.
Wow!
And I remember talking to you about it.
How mad is that?
I have pictures of us at the Red Dragon Studios, and I could take some of my friends with me as well. So yeah, so those memories are etched in my brain.
Yeah, we have so many times caught up, as I say, because you were always great fun to come in and chat. What were the highlights of those days for you, H?
Oh my goodness, I have so many highs, you know, professional highs. The moment that really sticks out to me was, apart from the Brit Awards and the Smash Hits Awards and, you know, selling out the arenas, but on a personal note, on our last tour, all of the stars aligned and, you know, everything was in our favour and all of our children were in the same city at the same time.
Wow.
And we got to take our children on stage with us.
Oh.
We sang It's the Way You Make Me Feel to our children and the audience sang along and it was just perfection. Everything was just perfect in that moment. It was just beautiful.
And you're going to be back out on the road very, very soon. I mean, an 18-date tour, arena tour of the UK. It's kicking off in Sheffield on November the 2nd. You've got two dates at the O2 in London as well. Now, after everything we've been through in the last 18 months, H, you've not obviously been able to get out there and do what you do. You must be chomping at the bit.
Oh, my goodness me. I mean, you know, everybody is ready for a bit of happy, right?
Yeah.
You know, we are. We're going to have one hell of a party.
Very good afternoon. It's Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio. So, as I mentioned earlier today, very special day. Steps released their new album, What the Future Holds Part 2. And I'm delighted to welcome back onto the show to chat to us some more, H from Steps. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
So, I've got to talk about this ABBA reunion? Because obviously you've got links with ABBA. You were always compared with ABBA, and Benny and Bjorn even wrote Story of a Heart for you guys, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. We have an affiliation with ABBA. We, like you said, we were compared to them. We've met them many times over the years. I remember actually going, so my friend, it was her baby, Mamma Mia, the musical. So
right.
Her name is Judy Kramer. And she invited me to one of the anniversary concerts. And I was backstage, and I remember Frida came up to me and went, "I know you, you're H." And I was a bit like, "What?" Frida actually knows that I exist.
It's mad. Brilliant. With this new material then, what do you think of it? I mean, I Still Have Faith in You was premiered last week, as was Don't Shut Me Down. Are you happy with this new material, H?
Yeah, do you know what I love about, I've heard it, what I love about it is that it's like, it feels like a comfy pair of shoes. You know exactly what you're getting. As soon as the music starts and the piano kicks in, you're like, I'm with ABBA. And it just feels all warm and fuzzy. And I think that's kind of what people feel like when they listen to our music as well. It's just familiar. It's a safe place that you can just go to and remind yourself of your youth, and you have memories. So I think, yeah, there are parallels to both of our careers.
Yeah, what you're saying is so true. Music just brings back so many memories, doesn't it? When you hear a certain tune, you're transported back in time to where you heard it first and what you were doing in life at that time.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that, I mean, music, obviously, like you say, it takes you back and you have memories and, you know, focal points in your life. But what I love is almost like inappropriate memories. So bear with me.
Where's this going, H?
So people, you know, for their first wedding dance, you know, it should be like a beautiful Bryan Adams song, but they get up and do Tragedy. It's brilliant.
Have you got tickets to see ABBA when they do their Avatar gig in London next year?
I haven't yet, no. I haven't got that far ahead because I have swimming lessons and gymnastics to see to first, but I will. It's on my list.
Well, you've got Benny and Bjorn as close friends here, H. I'm sure they'll get you on the guest list or something.
Well, I don't think they're that close. I mean, I can't just, like, speed dial them, but I'll put in a request.
Let's talk about your life as a dad, because you've just touched on it here now. Obviously, completely different to your life in this business we call show.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, I've been back. Well, I live near Cardiff now. So my children go to school here. They go to a Welsh school here. And I'm not far from my parents. It's kind of taken a turn of events, my life. I have twins, if anybody didn't know. And my life is crazy. I'm juggling balls and I'm spinning plates. I literally go from doing a gig at the O2 and then I do swimming lessons the next day. So there are extremes.
Well, at the moment, we're in September, but you guys have changed it to Steptember. If you're following Steps on Twitter, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you're not, tell us what this is all about, H.
Well, Steptember is a phrase we have coined basically because every day in September we have surprises for you. So we have competitions, we have meet and greets, we have Instagram lives, we release secret tracks. There's so much going on, and so you'll just have to follow our socials. You can click onto our Steps website. They'll give you offers for tour tickets, for VIP packages, for lots of different formats of our CDs. So it's a very exciting time.
I love the fact that you're bringing it out on so many different formats, like CDs and cassette as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's an appetite for it. I mean, our fans come from a generation where they like to own something physical rather than just click a button and download something. So if you go to our Steps store, there are loads of different formats. So we have like five different solo versions of the album. We have pink neon discs. We have splatter vinyl.
I love
it. There's so many bundles you can get your hands on. Yeah, it's great.
And going back to Twitter, obviously we had the sad news on Sunday about the passing of Sarah Harding, and I saw you pay tribute to her on social media. Even though we'd known this was coming for a long, long time, it was a shock for everybody.
Yeah, it really hit me, actually, because, I mean, we're from the same era in music, but it was more than that because I knew Sarah. We became really close when we did a show called Tumble. It was a gymnastics show called Tumble. And for literally like 4 months, we would, you know, we'd laugh, we would cry, we would put the world to rights. So I knew Sarah on a much deeper level. And I knew, obviously, the inevitable was going to happen. But it, you know, it did hit me. And it just goes to show that she touched so many people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, the tributes have been incredible. So yeah, it's a very, very sad time for everybody. Now, my heart goes out to her family and her fans. Yeah,
it's one of those things you just don't know with life, do you? You just don't know when it's going to finish. You've got to live each day as if it is your last.
totally, and she was so young. You know, she hadn't even hit her 40th birthday, but she achieved so much, you know, in her short life, and she'll always be remembered for that.
Let's get back to the album. Already, you've released a couple of singles from it, Take Me For A Ride, and Heartbreak In This City, the collab with Michelle Visage, that was unbelievable.
Massive bucket list tick there. Yeah. I mean, I'm such a Drag Race fan. And for that to happen, you know, it basically came about, we were doing an Instagram Live with Michelle at the Royal Variety Performance last year. And we just mentioned in the conversation, we said, you know, we should do something together. Why don't we do a song? And we didn't think anything of it. And then after the call ended, our manager said, we should do a guest vocal with Michelle. And we were like, absolutely, will she be up for it? And then within literally the question being asked, within 2 seconds, later, she went, absolutely. So the deal was done within literally like 5 seconds. It was brilliant.
Amazing. I love the fact that you're ticking off so many things on your bucket list. We've got 5-star, Michelle Visage.
And what, there's one massive one that is probably the top of my bucket list, and it's about to happen. And we filmed it already. So we are part of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3 in the UK this year. And I am beside myself. I cannot wait for you to see that episode. I was like a kid in a sweet shop.
It's brilliant, though, because you live in the dream. You're doing what you want to do, and you're meeting the people that have inspired you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And Drag Race, for me, has been a safe place. You know, it's been a place where, you know, if I'm having a good day, I'll put it on. If I'm having a bad day, I'll put it on. You know, it's been my comfort blanket. Mm. So to be part of it now, this iconic institution, yeah, it's amazing.
Well, listen, H, it's been fantastic to chat to you once again. We won't have to leave it as long next time, okay?
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. Come to see the show. I think the nearest venues to you are Cardiff and Birmingham.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle, aren't you? So, yeah, come to those shows.
I can't wait. I'm very excited about it. All the best with the new album, which is out today, What the Future Holds Part 2. And as I say, getting very excited about that massive UK arena tour in November.
Thank you very much, Chris. See you soon.